I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to this Tuesday edition of Voltrench Mountain Dew. Shout out to Fighter of the Nightman for that Mountain Dew based aka for the short show title or whatever we're calling it. I'm Miles. I'm joined by super producer Becca. What's up, Becca?
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello to you, the listener. Let's talk about what is trending. First thing is trending is Yeezy Day. And look, that's not an actual national day because, you know, I would have actually described it as such at the top of the Daily Show. This is just, I think, Adidas basically saying, yo, man, buy all this Yeezy shit we got. I think that's what's
happening.
Nike
is Air Max Day, you know?
Yeah, sure. But they don't have like a Jordan Day, you know, where clearly they're like, because they're rolling out a bunch of Yeezy stuff, I guess, today or whatever.
I got the email.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah. I just saw like the headlines and I was like, oh, okay. But Kanye apparently was saying he has nothing to do with this, actually.
And he's very upset about it.
Yeah, he said,
got got by capitalism.
Yeah, I was going to say, this DM that someone screen capped, I don't know where this, is this real? Do we know this?
I mean, it keeps circulating, like many news sites have posted this DM. Mm-hmm. So like, it seems legitimate, but who knows?
Because, I mean, he does have problems with, he's been talking like, you know, a little spicy about Adidas because he definitely felt slighted after like there were some images of some slides that came out that looked Yeezy-ish. And he's like, this is me. Y'all are stealing my ideas. I need to have a conversation with the CEO yesterday. So this fits into what I see that being the tension between Kanye or Ye or Yeezy or Jesus Christ or whatever we're calling him and Adidas. But yeah, part of me is like, I'm sorry. Is that what if your contract says that, sir, I'm not really sure what the fuck you can do. You may have got out corporationed by the massive corporation.
And it's like, did you read it? You know, like
And look, I think that sucks, you know, because I feel like, you know, shit, your lawyer should have got that. Unless you were behind the deal, you're like, I will be my own lawyer. In which case, who knows? But whatever. Go ahead. Be mad. But
the DM is wild. It's long. I don't want to read it, but there's like not one period in this DM.
Yeah, it's one run on.
And it ends with God step in. So, you know?
Yeah. Step in the name of love. If you can. actually, that's not a good song to talk about. Anyway, let's talk about WW3. World War 3 is trending because Nancy Pelosi is in Taiwan. And the build up to this trip, the lead up to this trip, like military officials at the Pentagon are like, we suggest not going there as the third highest ranking member of the United States government, only second to the vice president in terms of like chain of command or the succession. Because the last time a Speaker of the House went was 1997, and that was Newt Gingrich. And he did that because Bill Clinton was the president. So it's hard to look like this was like a coordinated thing from the presidency. China, on the other hand, is like, you know, there was one Chinese official who was like, if she comes through with military planes, that's an invasion in our book. And a lot of people were like, this isn't, why are you, you don't need to do this. The relationship is very complex. And at the end of the day, a lot of people are like, the Republicans loved it because they're so anti anything outside of the U.S. They're like, yeah, you're not soft on China, provoke them. And meanwhile, other people are like, this could give China a reason to do something a little bit out of step with things, to sort of say, oh, you want to puff your chest up? Okay, here's what we're going to do. Maybe we'll test some missiles around Taiwan, see what happens there. So I don't know. The sad part mostly was people tweeting about World War III because they said, I want to see, I'm just hoping the world will end. And I was like, oh my God.
Yikes. Like,
come on, y'all. Let's not get too emo right now. Twitter with the World War III takes.
Honestly, Twitter is kind of a scare. I mean, I am only on Twitter for the show, famously. But as I was looking at things for the show, I was like, it was like New York City trends, gore. And I was like, is it Al Gore? Let me click. Some of the most disturbing images I've ever seen in my life. If you saw my face go like this,
yeah,
it's because I was like, oh, I should have never clicked that. So, you know, Twitter's a dark place.
Yeah, who'd have thought? Who'd have thought? The world is in a bit of emotional flux constantly. Another thing that's trending is immunity, because guess what? It has to do with immunity and police, but not in the way that you'd like it. A federal judge in D.C. basically refused to dismiss lawsuits brought by Capitol police officers against Trump because they were saying, I got fucked up on January 6th. I'm coming after this dude who set the whole thing off and told people to act goonishly. And Trump was like, I have absolute immunity. And this judge is like, no, you don't. I will let these lawsuits go forward. So I'm sure Trump is not feeling that. Famously loves immunity. Famously. but not this time. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back to tell you about some more stuff after this.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now.
Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right, which is different than empathy, yeah, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Airbnb is trending because I don't know if people heard about this. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. You may have seen this viral TikTok video of this person calling out a very interesting Airbnb listing known as the Panther Burn Cottage at Belmont Plantation. And people were like, huh, okay. This user, I feel his name is Lawyer Winton, this black guy, he's sort of green screening himself behind the Airbnb listing. And what this is described as this. This is from the Airbnb listing. Quote, this particular structure, the Panther Burn Cabin, is an 1830s slave cabin from the extant Panther Burn Plantation to the south of Belmont. It has also been used as a tenant sharecropper's cabin and a medical office for local farmers and their families. This place has 4.9 for like a 4.9 rating, and this lawyer was going through and be like, just look at it, has 68 reviews, all from white people who are describing this structure that was housing enslaved people that is, quote, memorable, highly recommend watching the sunset. Enjoyed everything about our stay, the cottage, the history, the tour, breakfast,
enjoy
all
the
of
history.
It was great, said you know. Kristen. Another one said, a quote, delightful place to step into history. And as Lawyer Winston points out, this is just, you know, or Lawyer Winton, apologies, pointing out, this is just more about like the, you know, how do I put this? Airbnb washing of terrible history, like to just reduce this slave quarters to be like, it's really great. It's part of your history. Slavery wasn't a brutal, awful thing that in my mind, this isn't a structure that has the worst energy in it anywhere in the country, aside from a few places from history. And I think that's, I get why that would make a few people outraged. But the listing has been brought down.
I mean, I'm looking at some of the images of the Airbnb inside. I'm like, that's haunting because they've like basically
clawfoot
like,
tub.
Yeah, well, they've like they have the two bunks, and they've basically like restored it to be like the slave quarters, but like a little bit nicer. Like it is, that is so dark. And also, I thought maybe I'm misremembering news stories, but when Pinterest had that big pullout of all the plantations on the wedding boards or whatever, like they removed all plantations from wedding boards. I thought Airbnb also acted and was like, yeah, like we're taking plantations off Airbnb, but maybe I'm misremembering that. And this is bananas. This is, and Greenville, Mississippi is like such a historic place in terms of like Southern history when it comes to like slavery. Like I actually remember learning about Greenville, Mississippi, like in my, you know, youth of college, of like learning about American history. So it's just so dark. Like, it's like,
yeah. And it's a place where the like white people of America can go to have the history obscured and completely whitewashed and into like a fun place to check out the sunset rather than this was a structure that, you know, created untold trauma for many people. But the ratings are great, though. You really should. You have to take a bath in the clawfoot tub and check out the sunset. Like, I'm sure some of the previous tenants did. Winky face emoji.
It's like, I can't imagine the people that were like, saw that listing, was like, lit, went, stayed, put a positive review. Like, who those people are. Like, I can envision them. And oh, they are white and they are racist. But it is just such a wild, like, it is so crazy how history does not affect you. You know, it's like this very disassociative, like, wow, like, it is, like, well, it is greater, fantastical. Yeah.
What greater way to deny the atrocities of chattel slavery than to vacation in a place that was the scene of the crime and be like, it's actually fantastic. It's to
and
the point
I learned
where,
something. What did you learn? That you got and haunted by a ghost. I hope you did. Like,
some sharecroppers that I'm sure had it real easy. They must have loved it. I wonder what the rent was for them. Like, can you think about like how bad the rent is where I live? Oh.
So, well, I actually did them a favor because, like, you know, they gave them that little house, you know, to live on the property where they work and they got paid. Like,
I know it's not quite 40 acres, but, you know, like, we're not going to have, you know, just monumental change overnight. So anyway, don't celebrate shit at a plantation unless you're watching it burn down.
So producer Brian put a really good point in the chat here. These people have never thought for a second how terrifying it would be to a white person to actually be working on a plantation. Absolutely. Just.
Yeah.
And I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. I think I don't even know if that concept exists. It must, because that's like sort of helps drive like the idea that, you know, everything is so fragile. They're like, but what if we experience the things we perpetrated against other people? But then that would require some level of self-awareness too.
You wouldn't be putting those positive reviews to like to them. It's like going to a haunted house. You know what I'm saying? Like the fantastical element, like the mystery, the like the fiction of it, right, is how it feels to be showing up at one of those plantation homes. Like, to them, it's like, ooh, spooky, ooky, ooky. Like, ghost stories are spooky, but not like this is actual history that has created like generational trauma for many all Black Americans in this country.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, there was something that like the people who like run the foundation of the former plantation were like, well, we've identified some of the people who work there and we dedicated a square to them. It's like what?
Give all your money to them. Literally, you should be making zero income and all of it should go to those people.
Yeah.
Oof. You should actually sell it like to them. Sell it. They have that land back.
Mm-mm. Not going to do that. Can't do that. Just not when we got these reviews flying in that are so positive. Next up, monkeypox, state of emergency. California just declared a state of emergency, joining Illinois and New York as well. But yeah, it's still very, very difficult for people to get vaccine appointments. The messaging around it is still very homophobic. The qualifications are oddly specific and exclude whole swaths of people that are equally exposed. We'll talk a little bit more about the naming quagmire that like the World Health Organization is like, monkeypox is like racist?
Yeah, that too. But I just want to give a warning, like if you have psoriasis or eczema or an autoimmune disorder, be like extra cautious. I have really, really bad eczema on my hands. Like right now I have like open blisters on my hands. They say, you know, obviously monkeypox is transmitted through open sores, through skin to skin contact, through pores. So like you having an autoimmune disorder like eczema or psoriasis, you are more susceptible no matter what LGBTQ or not affiliation you have. So just be very cautious. If you live in a very highly populous city, you take public transit, like try to not touch, you know, use Clorox wipes, just stay vigilant. I know I'm personally pretty freaked out for that reason. Like, I'm like worried to go to the gym or, you know, be on public transit because like those are areas right. that are highly populous and you don't have to be gay to be in those spaces. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but you do have to be queer to get a vaccine in New York. So,
right. Yeah. And just like that very overly myopic focus on like who gets vaccinated when is like many virologists are pointing to, it's like it's allowing things to spread a lot quicker.
Faster.
And the sooner the like Biden can declare it a national emergency, the better like funding that will begin to flow to the operations that are trying to stem the wave of infections and hopefully doesn't become endemic.
Yeah, I went through the I guess like preventative care on the CDC, the New York CDC website or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was so wild. Like from all the research I did and then reading that, I was like, this is so homophobic. It hurts. Like, it's like basically like, yeah, like try not to have sex partners. And like, you know, it's like, it's not labeled an STI yet potentially, but like,
yeah,
you know,
yet.
Just make
it's
sure.
Like, everyone's like, it's not an STI ever.
It's not an STI. Like you don't need to be having sex to get it. Like obviously yeah. having sex, you're exchanging lots of fluids, of course, but like it is not a requirement to get it. And it's like, yeah, just like make sure you're wearing condoms. Like if you have a sex partner that has monkeypox, just like make sure they're covered up. And like literally none of the preventative care talked about if like it had nothing to do with not sex. Like all the preventative yeah. care was like sex related. Like it's right. an STI. It was so fucked up. Anyway,
because, you know, maybe if you could not have sex for a little bit, maybe you wouldn't get it.
With
like, what are you saying?
People like a whore you are. Like what that the was fuck? The vibe reading.
They're
it.
Like, who wrote this? Someone's like the ghost of their conservative grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and then finally, Jake Novak is trending. Becky, you put this in. I said, what is Jake Novak? And what
this
the fuck
in...
is happening?
I feel like, you know, in my little TikTok corner, internet news. Yeah. So a few weeks ago, I think like 6 or 8 weeks ago, Jake Novak went viral on TikTok because he made this audition video for the next SNL cast member. It's very musical, like theater kid-esque. It's like giving Lin-Manuel Miranda like rap rhyming mm-hmm. style. It's a little embarrassing. It's a little cringy, but you know, harmless. By all means, like it's something that you watch the video, you go, ugh, not
and it's
for
him.
Me.
It's him wholeheartedly trying, saying like,
so
"SNL, notice me."
Yeah, and he like obviously he is a theater kid. Like he enjoys this stuff. He, you know, his videos are high quality content. Like he, it's clear he works very hard on them. Like he has a really nice right. camera setup. He, you know, edits all of them himself. So, and I'm
and
sure
he can
like,
hit lyrics like this.
Children dying in the school, but can you tell me why?
That's from the video.
Yeah, that's from, yeah. So he's talented. He can sing. It's just like, he's definitely not for everyone, right?
Right.
And like, is he for SNL? Probably not.
Nah.
But the way the internet took that video and just destroyed him
yeah.
was so depressing. It's very reminiscent of, what was the story we were talking about early? Not Couch Guy, but also Couch Guy. Like, that's a great example too. It just goes into this history of, many, oh, West Elm Caleb, West Elm mm-hmm. Caleb, Couch mm-hmm. Guy, similar things. It's different for those two because they, you know, questionable on the morals of those men in those videos. But,
right.
you know, this kid simply, you know, he has a passion. It's clear he's trying to make it as a content creator like many people are out there. But TikTok can be such a, like, toxic place and put you where, unlike old internet, you could have your niche, you could stay in your niche area of the internet, and be praised in your niche. But like TikTok can be so expansive and viral that you end up on the wrong For You page. And then all of a sudden it is just like
right.
hate, vitriol for no reason. And the internet has made people so brave in a way that they never would have been if they were confronted in real life about the things they say online to other people. Right. It's just
right.
disturbing what has happened to him since. I feel really bad that like people, I've seen videos lately of people bothering him at work. He works at Disney. He's a cast member at Disney. Like people are harassing him, being like SNL's next cast member and filming him while he's at work. People, according to this article he did with Vulture, have been DMing his family members, telling them that he's dead or like other hateful Ooh. Things. Like, it's just like, what did he do to you? Nothing.
Right,
he
right,
truly
right.
just was a guy trying to make it as an SNL's
That's
next
what's
cast
wild.
Member.
Because there's like also the, because the algorithm, it's like Twitter too. right? Where like, if you start talking about the topic du jour on the platform, it's an easy way to get more followers. Like yeah. if you're, because if someone like likes a topic and you're the one going off on like the Beyonce album or whatever, just by virtue of the conversation, you can get a lot of traction by just mm-hmm. commenting on what's happening. And you see that like in on TikTok, I notice it a lot when people duet videos and things like that, to be able to be like, okay, let me jump in on this trend. And it just sounds like that's just, that can just go completely out of whack and turns into, oh, okay, so now we're dogpiling on someone. That's the way to get on the algorithm.
Yes.
I don't know who this human is. I don't give a fuck, but because I'm trying to get my shit going, because fuck them. They made this video saying, can you tell me why?
Yeah.
Children dying in the school.
And it is catchy. And like his content, like.
And it is catchy.
Yeah, it's catchy. And his content isn't like. Like it's high quality content, but and it's probably better than most of the things like the people yeah. stitching him, you know, aren't making quality content. But just if anything, leave this man alone. Leave people on the internet alone. Sometimes
yeah.
you just you're if you're typing something, maybe think like three times about it before and then just delete it. Like yeah. don't there's your voice is sometimes very much unnecessary in the comment section.
Most
like
I'm telling you, 99% of the time it is. Unless you have something positive to say or whatever, yeah. but that's the nature of our, like, you know, our world where people feel increasingly powerless. And at times the most potent you feel is just to be able to dunk on somebody who's, I get it. Like it probably, it's annoying. Like, why do you think you're going to get on motherfucking SNL? So fuck you. But man, people are just trying to live. Yeah.
Yeah. Leave him alone. Huh.
I came around to Jake Novak, but watch, if this guy is on some like alt-right shit, like we find out he returns as like an alt-right commentator because of this hurt that he's experienced, get me off that train, but we'll see. Good
yeah,
luck
let's
to you.
Hope not. He just seems like a, you know, just a theater kid trying to make it working at Disney, and just let him be. Leave him alone. Yeah. If you don't like his content or anyone on the internet for that matter, unless it is hateful speech, just don't. Just yeah. let them be and do their weird shit and just move on with your life. It takes you no, costs you nothing to just scroll. To just
yeah.
click past.
Exactly. Well, all right. That's going to do it for today's trending episode. Thank you, Becca, for joining me. Until next time, which will be tomorrow morning, you will get a new episode. It's going to be fantastic and hilarious. We've got a great guest. And yeah, until next time, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Get the vaccine, wear a mask. The wait, it's still a pandemic, y'all, and we're in it together. Also, don't stand idly by when some hateful shit is going on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let people know that you're a good person and let people know you think that shit is bad. Okay. Till next time. We'll see you then at the next time. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily, I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.